You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry all this week. Well, in the small hours of the morning, a deal was done that gives the small island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean a lifeline and, as a result, has the financial markets breathing a little easier at the start of the working week in Europe. Ministers in Brussels agreed to a bailout worth around $13 billion. This was a last-minute scramble to save the tiny Mediterranean country from bankruptcy. It, in turn, could have forced it to abandon the euro and very likely trigger a run on many of the banks around Europe and possibly around the world, a cascading disaster potentially averted. Now, who better to assess what all this means than Richard Quest, host of CNN's Quest Means Business? Richard, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So we're hearing some outlines of this deal with the euro finance ministers. Bring us up to date. What exactly are they planning here?
Well, they finally grasped the nettle when it comes to Cyprus, or at least it appears to. And I don't want to bore your good listeners into submission with the minutiae of the Cyprus deal, but the long and short of it is, to get 10 billion euros of government money, they're going to close down one of the big banks. The investors and shareholders will lose pretty much everything, and depositors over 100,000 euros will lose everything. They're going to restructure the banking system because Cypriot banks have become a well-known haven for dodgy money. And they're going to obviously cut budgets and raise taxes and all the things that other European countries have done. It's a real dog's breakfast of a deal, which has taken far too long to put together, but it's the best they could do.
Who makes out best in this, Richard Quest? Of course, Cypriot depositors over 100,000 euros. You might not think of them as the little guy, so okay, maybe the little guy does okay under 100,000 euros. Is Europe protected here, the little guy in Cyprus? Who makes out well here?
Well, the little guy is certainly protected. We are now back to the rule where once you've got to 100,000 euros, you are insured. That's classic. It's the same as did the FDIC. Just imagine a small person with a bank account in the United States suddenly finding their bank deposit was in question. But anybody over 100,000, now that's more dodgy. And here's the point, Todd. You've got to remember, you've got businesses that'll have 100,000 cash flow issues. You've got people who may have 100,000 because they're wealthy. This rule was originally designed to attack the Russian money in Cyprus. Cyprus has a banking sector 8 times the size of the economy of the country, and they want to bring that down. And the other European countries have played hardball with Cyprus on this. Of course, they shot themselves in the foot several times whilst doing so, but ultimately, they do seem to have got to a solution. The other people who really come out of this, perhaps not terribly well, it's just the whole Eurozone issue. Yes, they have solved the day. They've saved Cyprus from leaving the Euro. But the credibility gap has widened. The trust gap has widened. The entire Eurozone, once again, has limped to success from just about defeat.
Yeah, Richard, you and I are using a lot of metaphors here, and I'll take another one. Hasn't the Eurozone just put another finger in the leaky dike here? They did it in Spain. They did it in Greece. They've done it all over Europe as the euro has foundered. Now in Cyprus, big picture here, it seems like just another attempt to stem a tide, or am I wrong?
Well, it's both. It's both, because they would say, yes, they have I can beat you on the metaphors, Todd. They could say, yes, they have put a sticking plaster, a Band-Aid on the wound when maybe it needed a tourniquet and a bit of amputation. But they would say they've also been rebuilding a new house. They have been putting in place policies. Banking union is on the cards eventually. A bailout fund is in existence eventually. There are new rules about how budget deficits are eventually. So they would say, although the current house is leaking like a sieve, the roof, a new roof has gone on. It may not fit properly yet, but they are getting there.
Master builders in the Eurozone, apparently.
Oh, no. If they are the master builders, then we all need to head for the hills and live in tents. They have spectacularly managed to screw this up month in and month out. Why anyone ever thought it was a good idea to tap and levy and tax depositors under 100,000. Could you imagine if in a bankrupt bank in California or Michigan, in Detroit or Miami or Texas, somebody found, well, yes, you are FDIC insured, but we're still going to take 6.75% of your money. There'd be outrage and uproar. So the European leaders, we're back to our really bad analogies. The European leaders are putting out fires, but they're not getting rid of the smoldering embers. They are literally in constant crisis management. And at a time in Spain, if you are 21 years old and have got a job, you are in the minority. That is the sort of magnitude that they are having to deal with.
Richard Quest, I feel like Sisyphus pushing a boulder to the top of the hill to try to outdo you with metaphors, so I won't try anymore. But thanks for the analysis from London, Richard.
Well, I think it more like a sinking ship.
All right, let's leave it there. It's Richard Quest, host of CNN's Quest Means Business from London, slinging the metaphors. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, later in the show, we'll discuss standing in line, literally, not figuratively, and how people who want to attend the Supreme Court hearings on gay marriage this week are paying others to stand in line so they don't have to. That's coming up on The Takeaway, so stay with us.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.